Vicki is in next with Gardening in the Ozarks. We'll catch you next week here on KTLO Mountain Home. It's 10 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. So what's next? CBS's Stephen Portnoy has some answers.
This weekend, Washington is in a bit of a holding pattern, waiting for word from the Justice Department that the Attorney General has finished compiling a summary of the Mueller report for public release. Democrats have demanded that William Barr make the entire report available immediately. Barr has committed to what he calls as much transparency as possible. But in his letter to lawmakers Friday, Barr said he'd work with Robert Mueller and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to determine how much of the report should be made public.
The war against ISIS in Syria appears to be over as U.S.-backed troops liberated the last bit of territory held by militants. CBS's Charlie Daggett is there.
The end of the caliphate doesn't mean the end of ISIS. There may be tens of thousands of ISIS supporters who will continue to pose a threat to this region. But that shouldn't take away from the importance of today. ISIS no longer holds an inch of territory it can call its own.
Farms in parts of the Midwest have been hit hard by devastating floods. Anthony Ruzicka lost his farm in Nebraska.
This is devastation. We have nothing. We have nothing here.
The farm has been in his family for five generations. FEMA mistakenly released the personal information of more than 2 million survivors of hurricanes and wildfires to a contractor. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
The acting inspector general's report says social security numbers, bank information, and other critical data were improperly passed on to a private contractor managing FEMA's transitional shelter program. Those at risk for identity theft and fraud sought government help after Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, Maria, and the California wildfires in 2017.
Hundreds protested in Pittsburgh after a police officer was acquitted of shooting an unarmed black teenager.
Who in the name?
Antoine Rose II.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
The verdict in the case against East Pittsburgh officer Michael Rossfeld was announced Friday night. KDKA-TV reporter Andy Sheehan.
Rossfeld's attorney Patrick Tomasi said the former officer was justified in shooting 17-year-old Antoine Rose, and the jury agreed. Tomasi convinced the jury that Rossfeld believed Rose and Zaywan Hester were armed and dangerous when he pulled them over after a drive-by shooting. Rossfeld testified that he thought one of the suspects showed a gun.
A Viking cruise ship has sent out a Mayday signal off the west coast of Norway. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool to find a price that works for you. Find out more at progressive.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh, good morning. Welcome into Gardening in the Ozarks on a, 50 degrees, kind of cool a little bit, but 50 degrees, not too bad. Had a low of 42 this morning. 69 the high yesterday. It was a beautiful day yesterday.
Ooh, wasn't it?
Today's forecast mostly cloudy. 40% chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. High today of 62. We got some Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar showing some scattered light rain around the Twin Lakes area. Mainly most all the rain still in the west. We'll see if it makes it. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and Isolated thunderstorms, low of 47. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Isolated thunderstorms in the morning. Chance of showers during the day, a 50% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, high around 70. Sunday night, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms likely, a low of 48. And Monday, partly sunny, cooler, high of 58. Tuesday, sunny, high of 59. Tuesday night, clear, low of 35. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65, low of 49 on Wednesday night. And Thursday and Thursday night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, high around 70, lows 52. So, Vicki, we're gradually getting here.
Gradually is the operative word for sure.
It's still early spring, isn't it?
Now, there's a quote I have. If you have a minute, I could say it.
We got an hour. Oh. Well, we don't now. We got 40 minutes now.
Okay. This is a quote that I really think is appropriate, especially this year and maybe every March. It says, the first day of spring is one thing, and the first spring day is another. The difference between them is sometimes as great as a month. And I think that this March has been like a roller coaster up and down. The poor daffodils have been on their faces for quite some time. If you have any, I suggest you just pick them and enjoy them indoors. It'll perk them up like it does you when you come indoors. So the roller coaster continues. Yesterday was absolutely exquisite and made everybody think, yes, this is going to work. And then we're back. And it's very, very, the clouds are very purple out there right now and dark. It looks heavier possibly than it's going to be eventually. So we're going to talk about some spring things.
425-5522, 888-884-0364 are the numbers to call. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com.
What do you do if someone is overdosing? Don't run. Call 911. You won't get in trouble. You can't be arrested for possession if you call 911 about an overdose. You are protected by the Joshua Ashley Pauley 911 Good Samaritan Law. How can you be a Good Samaritan? It's simple. Call 911. Tell the operator someone is overdosing and where you are. You could save someone's life. Don't run. Call 911. This message brought to you by the Arkansas Division of Aging, Adult and Behavioral Health Services, and the University of Arkansas System Criminal Justice Institute.
Who has time for the doctor? You do. Now, thanks to Baxter Regional Care, the new urgent care video app from Baxter Regional Medical Center, you can talk to a licensed medical professional live from your phone, tablet, or computer 24/7, 365. Urgent care video providers can diagnose and prescribe for symptoms of colds, flu, allergies, rashes, and more for only $69 per visit. Download the Baxter Regional Care app from Google Play, the Apple App Store, or BaxterRegionalCare.com.
Carwayne's Nursery is here to get you ready for spring. We are your one-stop shop for all your gardening and landscaping needs. Our garden experts can help you plan and get started for your spring to-do list. With new arrivals weekly, you can be sure you'll find the area's best selection. While you're here, be sure to check out our showroom with outdoor decor and so much more. Located at 1151 East 9th Street, Mountain Home, or give us a call at 425-6966.
How often we, in our daily lives, forget to enjoy the little things. It's so easy to get caught up in our busy schedules that we fail to take time to truly enjoy the small pleasures. That first cup of coffee in the morning, that rose bush that's blooming in our yard, the sights and sounds of children playing outside. Hello, this is Renata Jenkins-Byler with Roller Funeral Homes, saying let's all take the time to enjoy life's small pleasures this year. Roller Funeral Homes, with all our respect.
This week, save on the perfect cuts of meat from Town & Country Discount Foods, like family pack quarter pork loin chops for $1.69 a pound, Johnsonville fresh brats are $3.99 each, and family pack fryer chicken drumsticks are just 99 cents a pound. From the deli, get country fresh 8-piece fried chicken for $7.99, saving you more at Town & Country Discount Foods, your hometown grocery store on 9th Street in Mountain Home, or townandcountrydiscountfoods.com.
425-5522-888-884-0364. The phone lines, the email address is Vicki@KTLO.com.
If you want to, you can do some sowing of seeds now, I think, probably, even though it's going to get down to 39. The soil is not really warm, but it's not frozen anymore. And one of the things you can do is go rake leaves. I know I hear a coming up on that one. We have bales of them, and we keep raking them, and they keep reappearing. I'm not sure, but they're coming from nearby, I'm sure. Having We were on the road a little bit this week, and it was interesting to note the trees and the fact that 2 weeks ago we'd been on the road a little bit, and the branches of the trees were all bare. You could tell that nothing was coming on, and now you have this glimmer, slight glimmer of a little light cast of soft green or a little rusty color. So that gives me hope that something is going to change pretty soon. And, of course, the Bradford pears, which are the bane of a lot of people's existence, but I still think they're pretty in the spring, are blooming beautifully, and in some areas they're not very much. It's interesting because some of them, of the trees that usually bloom in the spring, even in the woods, have kind of a partial coverage, and some of the limbs look like they didn't make it. It's going to be interesting to see what fills in this year. But you can go ahead and dig up a little plot, or the one thing that I like to do anymore to start things going and get a quick crop is to fill a couple of big pots with, I don't refill them with new potting soil if the soil was used last year. What I usually do is just kind of, you know, dig around in it, making sure there's no small animals that crawled in and for the winter or anything like that, and then refresh the soil for the top couple, about 6 inches. Get you some new topsoil or some good potting soil if they're going to be on the deck or nearby and that you want to get a really good start, and you can take out about a couple of 3 inches at least. I would prefer 6 if you did that, and use that and throw that into your yard or your in a garden space outside. It'll be wonderful out there. And then, of course, replace it with that new stuff you bought and work it in. And you can start all sorts of things. You can direct seed, like leaf lettuce, I think, which is one of my favorite things to grow because it is so simple and we use a ton of it. Romaine, any of those black seeded Simpson, that butter crunch that is so good. Also, you could do any course arugula and kale will be wonderful now. That's a given. You can do those. Any kind of greens. Radishes are a good thing to plant right now. They will come up and produce wonderfully. Even cucumbers. Now, cucumbers like it warmer, so don't be dismayed. And when you do plant your seeds, even later on when you're planting your seeds in your general garden or wherever, save some back. Don't dump the whole packet or the whole sack or whatever you've got. I would suggest that maybe 1/3 of the ones that you have or a portion thereof, maybe a fourth, especially with lettuce, you know, you can only use so much lettuce at one time, and if it all comes in at the same time, you're kind of overwhelmed and it won't last. So do about a fourth of a packet at a time, and then you can have what's called succession crops. They'll probably pop up pretty rapidly. You could even go ahead and do some marigold seeds, and I wouldn't do zinnias because they really like it when it's hot. But there are some things that you can kind of help your spring fever along by getting them going. And then another task that I don't think I've mentioned this year so far is that it's a good time to, and I did see some people have done it, go ahead and cut back your ornamental grasses so that the new growth can emerge. It may already be started. I have not seen any started anywhere, but I would go ahead and give them a haircut. Being very careful, a lot of that, especially if you're new to the field of ornamental grasses, which are grown for the grass itself, not any blooms, but there are some that have incredibly sharp edges. I mean, sharp to the point of cutting your skin. And so be really careful with those, and wear gloves for the first thing. And the other thing you can do is take some duct tape or some twine or something and tie it around the top part of that ornamental grass that you want at the point where you want to cut it. It's much easier than snipping around, especially if you have a humongous clump.
How and close then, do you cut that?
Pardon?
That mesquite grass or whatever it is, pampas grass.
You cut it to about I'm measuring a foot off the ground.
Really?
Or so, yeah, or even more.
Yeah,
if it's really thick,
you can take mine to the ground if I can.
You can if you. It's kind of difficult to do that, and you may have to go back and do portions, but that'll allow a lot of that new stuff to come up, and it really has difficulty. Don't leave the old grass there. It's a good mulch. You can use that as a mulch or something like that within your garden. So it's a great time to go ahead and do that. It will not hurt, and it will help them to get going. I would would. I had the best email this week, and it's from Joey at Crossroads Garden. If you've been a listener from last year or ever for several years, you know that he has a wonderful garden over by Pineville that he produces just a ton of stuff. And his information was that the Mountain Home on the Square, the Farmers Market, will begin April the 6th. They're not opening until the first weekend in April, which I can see, having the weather been what it is, makes total sense. I doubt very many people would show up. So that's something to put on your calendar. It would be April the 6th. The Farmers Market will be back in production. Sometimes, depending on the weather, they have the same kind of weather we have. So don't be dismayed if their crops are not as as full, or they will not probably have tomatoes by then. I don't think, do you, Bob, unless they brought them in from somewhere, maybe. But I was going to say they will not be homegrown tomatoes. Right. Even Hope, the Hope and the Bradley tomatoes will not be here yet, I don't think, as it's been going. They've had so much water in the South that the farmers have had a difficulty. The commercial farmers that have farmed for years have had trouble even getting in the fields. Be aware, though, that we will have the Farmers Market starting April 6th, and it'll be great. I'm tickled to hear that they're coming along, and he's put some new areas of his property into production in order to let other areas that he's been using to rest. What a good idea. If you've had a garden for yourself in one spot for a long time and you wondered why it didn't do real well last year, or is less productive than usual, it's probably worn out. When you reuse an area for one certain thing, or especially if you planted the same thing every year, it's a good idea. That's why the term rotate your crops came about, is that, certain crops utilize more nitrogen and others, and they deplete the soil. That's why I always promote so much the fact that you need to get a soil test, too. You might want to leave some area of it fallow, as they say, let it replenish over the year, and it may produce for you a lot better. And the other thing you can do is rotate your crops, too. Don't put your tomatoes in the same place twice, three times, or four times in a year, or 4 years in a row, because it will replenish, be a mess for that. And we've got a caller.
Let's go to our phone lines. You're on with Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Vicki, have you noticed that we still had a snowy junglers around?
Yeah, I did last week. But then we also had, what was it we had that I hadn't seen in a long time? Well, some of the little yellow finches were getting turned yellow, which is interesting. Yeah, but the juncos were still around. And so it's kind of a strange mix of birds that we have at the feeder right now.
Right, that's what we're finding.
Yeah.
But my husband thinks it's because it's so cold up north.
Well, it could be.
It's not going back up.
But yeah.
Snow and everything.
They're not stupid.
Nope. They're still in our feeder.
Somehow they get the weather.
Where do they get their weather report?
Yeah. But we're still feeding them.
We are too. They listen to KTLO, I guess.
Yes. I just wanted to call and ask.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye bye.
425-5522, 888-884-0364. Email address is Vicki@KTLO.com.
One of the things that we're talking, just kind of generalization this morning, is that that you can be doing is looking into pre-emergent weed control, and that's one thing that that is a real, people who grow lawns want that to happen. And there's a quote that I'm quoting things today, but this is a quote that I thought was interesting. It is said that a weed is but an unloved flower. Well, I hear the groan out there. Bob in particular is moaning over here. And I kind of thought that was kind of cheesy myself, but maybe so. I know daffodils, I'm not daffodils, good grief, I love those. Dandelions, are considered a pest, but they, at one time, they were really a food substance. I mean, they used the leaves for greens and everything. And you can still do that if you don't put Roundup on them. If you're one that's doing weed control, I would suggest you don't put it in your salad. But other than that, the majority of us, they said in this thing that I read, and I thought, well, I'm not in the majority here. I hate the weeds. I don't particularly hate them. Sometimes they're the only thing green in our yard, so I'm not against that. But but there are some that do kind of take away from the hard work you've done to achieve a lawn. And so the fact that pre-emergents have come along is something that you might want to take care of. It is an herbicide. And the main thing with that is, and I'd had a question about it, so I thought I'd address it. Most pre-emergent herbicides will not kill weeds that have not germinated, and that's what you've got to remember. So I'm not sure anything's germinating out there. I have not seen, and if you have seen dandelions or anything, let us know. I've seen bluets, B-L-U-E-T-S, which I think are so sweet and so pretty, and they're often out there where the cattle are, and they're low growers with a soft blue flower. So they are up and at them, but I don't, if you've seen dandelions, let us know, but you need to, they will not kill the weeds that have not germinated prior to application, which totally makes sense. I mean, it's not there, you can't kill it. So therefore you need to apply the herbicide several weeks. You have them down before they germinate is the whole key. Crabgrass generally starts to germinate when the soil temperature has been above 50 degrees for several days. I am not sure that we have had that. Also, plus, it's very, very wet. So I'm just saying watch out. And to make sure that you the herbicide can get to the soil where the weed seed is located, one of the things you need to do, which we've been doing, is removing the thatch and debris, such as all those bales of leaves that you've got there and cuttings before you apply it. Of course, it can't sink through the leaves if you've got compacted leaves on your lawn. Get those up. And the other thing that I just really, really think is so, so important is read carefully the whole thing, all the manufacturer's label directions. Don't just scan it and then toss it on willy-nilly. It's not a good idea for you or for the yard or for anything else. And then just make sure that you activate it correctly. Usually you need to water in the pre-emergent herbicide if we don't get at least a half an inch of rain within the 24 hours. So there's this window, you have this opportunity to do this between 24 and 48 hours after application. If that's not happening, then you need to be prepared to go out and water. So make sure that you look into that. Whatever you do, follow the directions, the manufacturer's instructions. I cannot stress that enough because it's just really important. And do not use a pre-emergent herbicide in an area where you're going to be seeding or reseeding. Of course, there'll be a lot of that going on as we move into probably April. I put this out to you, though, because I know that a lot of people are anxious to get going. And so, better to wait 24 hours than to do something and regret it for the rest of the summer or period. Yeah, that too could make. And I think we've got a caller coming in. And afterwards that, we're going to talk about some really nice plants that encourage pollinators. So if you're into encouraging butterflies and stuff, we'll be talking about that in a little bit.
Phone lines are open, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. Remember, Joseph does not knows nothing about plants, so...
But he just had a nice visit.
But he is a very friendly young man.
Good morning. You're on the Vicky.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What are the edible flowers, the blossoms?
Well, there are a whole different variety of them, and it would depend. And they're only edible if you've not used herbicides, and they have not just come from a location, you know. And so in that genre, you've got nasturtiums, you've got, you can add, but there's just a whole lot. I wouldn't mention a lot because I don't know if people are going to get these, but that in that area, and you can Google that and get a whole long list.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
425-5522, 888-884-0364, 24 after 10 o'clock, and back to our phone lines, and you're on Vicki. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Vicki asked about dandelions, and I saw my first dandelion in the yard this week, and I also saw the first butterfly this week.
You saw a butterfly? Oh, my goodness. What color was it? The butterfly, that is.
All different colors.
How lovely. That's really, oh, I'm surprised. And that, and by the way, the lady who just called before you, the dandelion you can eat too if you haven't sprayed them. The dandelion greens are great, and you can eat the whole plant. Well, not the root, of course.
Right. And
really, Bob turning up his upper lip. But, yes. But anyway, yeah. Well, that's interesting. So it's getting going. I guess the few sunny days we've had has spurred that on. But that's interesting that the butterfly's back. We'll all be on the lookout.
Yeah, the neighbor and I were talking, and there it was.
Oh, my goodness. I just think that's grand. And I think the small birds of spring are coming back, too. They've sent a couple of scouts, apparently.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for calling and sharing that with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
425-5522, 888-884-0364. You're on with Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on, Vicki.
Okay. I've had dandelions off and on all winter long.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? Would you start over?
I said I've had dandelions off and on all winter long.
Well, you're either lucky. Are you blessed or not? How do you consider that?
I tell you, they just kind of pop up all over the place. Well, they were, I'd come in the afternoon. There'd be one popped up right at the sidewalk or be in the backyard, just all over.
Okay, well, you've got a fertile yard or something.
And I saw butterflies, about Wednesday of this week, flying around.
Well, that's a good sign, then. The butterflies, it makes everybody happy.
I thought, oh, goodness, it's butterflies. Well, what's this? It just creeps all over the yard. It's got purple blooms on it, and it's kind of on a stalk.
It's kind of what?
It's got a stalk with purple blooms on it, and it just creeps all over the place.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, and the name escapes me. I know exactly, and it'll come to me at some point, probably at midnight tonight while I'm asleep.
How can you get rid of it?
Well, it's not bad, and if you don't have anything but mud, it's better than nothing. Yeah.
It took over a flower bed and one whole section of the yard.
Yeah, well, the flower beds I would not want it in. That's definitely for sure. So just, and it's easy to pull.
I was thinking about taking a rake and trying to rake it.
Well, that would work too. Yeah,
the roots, you know.
Well, I think that you might do better if you had a small spade and you can kind of get up underneath and lift them up.
Lift them up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
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 Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Did you ever make any dandelion wine?
No, but I know people who have, and I know that probably if anybody wants to give us a recipe, we could sell it. Not the wine, just the recipe.
Got a neighbor's also got a good crop of onions this year, so there's something growing.
There's
He's got onions.
Yeah, they are all. We have those year round, just about in certain areas. Yeah, it's interesting what is tenacious.
28 after the hour of 10. Back in a moment.
We dare you to feel that spark again with your jewelry.
No more excuses about the piece you can't wear. Carter's Jewel Chest dares you to repair. Now through April 20th, get $30 off any repair of $100 or more, $10 off of $40 or more, and free jewelry inspection for all by one of our three jewelers.
Repair, restore, revitalize your jewelry during our Dare to Repair sale and fall in love all over again.
Only at Carter's Jewel Chest, now through April 20th in Mountain Home. Treasure the